Today's shiur is Masechta Yuma Daf Samach Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis, 9 lines from the wide lines. Shali Isha Chachamis Rebelezer. The Gemara continues mentioning different questions that were posed to Rebelezer. Shala Isha Chachamis Rebelezer, a wise woman asked Rebelezer, Ma'acha Shemaisa Egel Shavim. We find that different acts were done in the worship of the Egel Azav, of the golden calf. But they were all obviously acts that were prohibited. So then the question is, if everybody who had served the Egel in the different ways acted in a way that was prohibited, why did they all have the same death? As the Gemara will soon show us, some died by sword, some died through a plague, and some died by Hadroikin, that the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah explains, Moshe Rabbeinu mixed some grass with water and gave it to Klal Yisrael to drink, and certain people were afflicted with Hadroikin, which is a disease similar to what happens to a Saita when she drinks the Mei HaMa'orim, where her stomach swells. V'mna Emi Sasas and Shavin, Amlas, we said to her, Ein Chachma Li'isha Ela B'Pelech. Wisdom to women is only with the spindle. The Kano Aimer and the Pasuk says regarding the building of the Mishkan, the Kal Isha Chachma Slei Biyodea Tavu. All the wise women spun. And it was said, so obviously Rabbi Elazar held that women should not learn Torah. Women have a different obligation according to Rabbi Elazar. And the Mefarshim explain, what is the expectation of women? So they say, the Gemara says regarding a kala, isha she'enei yafos, a woman who has beautiful eyes, ein kol gufa tzricha bedika. The rest of her body doesn't have to be examined. So the question is obvious. Just because she has nice eyes, does that mean that everything else is in order? So Mefarshim explained that the enayim, the eyes, represent the way she lives with other people. What is the way she acts towards other people? Is she a balas chesed? Isha sheinei yofus, that she's a yifei naim. She's not a tsari naim. She lives well with other people. That is the person that you should take for kala. Shuv ein tzricha badika. There's nothing more to examine. Tzedra beleza. Ein chachma li'isha ela bepelech. Pelech stands for kapa parsa la'ani. She gives to poor people. She's a balas chesed. That's a woman's obligation. But why were there different punishments for the different people? Itma. So we learned Rav Levi, Machloikas Rav and Levi. Charomer, Ziba Fakiter, someone who slaughtered or burnt incense for the Avodah Zarah, for Eil Azar, Besai, who was killed by sword. So as Rashi explains, really, the chiyuv misa under such circumstances is skila. However, Klal Yisrael were not yet told that the chiyuv misa for Avodah Zarah is skila, so they still had at that time the status of Bnei Noyach. And Bnei Noyach, whatever aver they do, whatever aver that has capital punishment, the misa is always sayif. The Chazon Ish however says that although they still had the status of Bnei Noach regarding the type of Misa, they did not have the status of Bnei Noach regarding Bezdin. They had to have a Bezdin Paskin, and they had to have Edim and Asra. Gifif Nishik, if he hugged or kissed the Avodah Zarah, the Chi was Misa with a plague. Samach Bilvavoy, somebody who was just happy when he saw people serving the Avodah Zarah by Adroikin, he suffered for Adroikin. The Yerushalmi has a girsa where the worst offenders had Hadroikin. The verse Ari quotes that Yerushalmi, because he says that Hadroikin is the most serious type of Misa from all these three types of Misa. If there were Edim and Asra to the act, he was killed B'Sayif. Edim B'Loy Asra, if there was no Asra, it was B'Misa with plague. Loy Edim B'Loy Asra, he was just serving, but nobody saw him and nobody warned him, but Hadroikin. The Ben Yoyada says, now we could understand what Rebbe Elazar told this woman Ein chachma l'ish el bepelach. He says that by pelach, which is a spindle, a weaving machine, there are different types of threads. There's some threads that are thicker and some threads that are thinner. So Rebbe Elazar was telling the woman, just like you, when you weave clothing, you see there are different types of threads, different sizes. So too, you should realize that the people who serve the Avodah Zarah, the Egel, did not all serve him in the same way, and therefore did not deserve the same Misa. The Alshech asks, he says, that if our Gemara says that everyone who served the Avodah Zarah died through different Misais, so why do we know that everybody had to contribute the Machzis HaShekel, which was a kapara for the Avera of the Ego, if everybody who did the Avera anyway had a kapara for whatever Misa Agamar enumerates they had? So he quotes Rosh Shlomo Alkabach's the Baal Chadoidi, who says that, as we know, the Gemara says that why was the obligation to give a Machzis HaShekel, a half a shekel, not a whole shekel? Because to represent the concept that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, we're all responsible one for the other. And that's why, even though all the people who served the Avodah Zarah, who worshipped the Avodah Zarah, died the various deaths that our Gemara just mentioned, that didn't completely absolve everyone else. Everyone else who were part of Klal Yisrael and were there when they were serving the Avodah Zarah also needed a kapara, the Machzis HaShekel, that he saw how the other member of Klal Yisrael was serving the Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Shifta Shalevi, the Shevet Levi, Loy Avod Avodah Chacham, did not worship the Egel. Shnem V'yam and Moshe B'Shah Machna, Moshe got up and said, Mila Hashem Alai, V'yesu Olof Kol B'nei Levi, the entire Shevet Levi approached them, they had not served the Avodah Zarah. Yasser Ravina v'kamul ha-shematzis. Ravina was saying, sitting and saying over this Gemara. Eisei b'nei rapapa bar abba l'Ravina. The Pasuk says regarding Shevet Levi. Ha'oimel aviv l'imel ha-risif. He said, I did not see my parents. So it seems that his parents might have served the Avodah Zarah. How could somebody have a parent who's not a Levi and be a Levi? Says the Gemara, aviv means avi imam Yisrael. His grandfather, his father's mother, who was a Yisrael. That's who it means aviv. Echav means echav mi imam Yisrael. They had the same mother, both from Yisrael. His father was a Levi, so he was a Levi. His brother's father was a Yisrael. And bonav means b'nei bitam Yisrael, his grandchildren, whose daughter married a Yisrael, and they were bonav, his grandchildren, his sons. The Mefarshim, the Shema Shmuel, says, we find in the Torah that when the Levim are counted, they counted from when they're a month old. The Yisraelim, when they're counted, they count from when they're 20 years old. What's the difference between the Levim and the Yisraelim? Explains the Shema Shmuel. We know that all of Klal Yisrael, by Kabbalah's HaTorah, said Nasa V'Nishma. They were willing to accept whatever Hashem says. They didn't have to have their own Das. They didn't have to have their own intellect. They were willing to subject themselves completely to Hashem. But the only members of Klal Yisrael who continued that practice, as we now learn in the Gemara, was Shevet Levi. They continued accepting whatever Hashem says, Mil Hashem Elai. So it doesn't make a difference what age they are. Nasa V'Nishma is their motto. However, the Klal Yisrael, they started to think. They weren't just ready to accept whatever Hashem says, as was evident by the Ma'isa Egel. Therefore, they're only counted from age 20 when they have independent intellect. The Mishnah said, "V'kevus osoloi," they made this ramp through which they took the soil azazel out, and because of the bavlayim who used to either tease the animal or the person carrying it. Am Rabbi Bavchana, loy bavlayim hayu. It really wasn't bavlayim that did this; it was alexandrim hayu. Because the people in Israel hated the Bavlayim, and the Tosfos Rid explains, because they were the people that refused to come to live in Israel when Ezra got everybody to return to Israel, so they hated them, so whoever they didn't like, they called Bavlayim. They called even the Alexandrian on this name Bavlayim. Tanya of Yehudaima, Loi Bevlaim Hayu, Alexandrium Hayu. They really weren't the Bevlaim, they were Alexandrium. Amle Rabbi Yossi said to him, Tanuach Datcha, you should be at ease, Shanach Destati, for you have put me at ease, for as the Mepharshim explained, Rabbi Yossi came from the family of Bevlaim, and he was hurt when they said the Bevlaim acted improperly. Tovet say, and they told the sheep, go. Tana ma shoit sferi dein, why is the sheep delaying? V'choy v'dar sugarim, and there are many sins in the generation. As the Mashal explains, the world is judged by the amount of averis or mitzvahs Klal Yisrael does. The sol azazel brings a kapora to Klal Yisrael, and therefore we're anxious that they should leave quickly before they could do any more danger. Says the Gemara, Miyakir Yerushalayim, from the eminent people of Yerushalayim, Hayimalavan Isai, would escort the person walking with the Sol HaZazel at Sukkah Rishonah, until the first Sukkah. And as the Mepharshim explained, what makes them so important? Because as we will learn later in the Mishnayos, that the people who were walking this person with the Sol HaZazel cannot observe what the Kohen Gadol was doing. They lost out that opportunity. People who are willing to give up from the opportunity, from such a great opportunity, just to be able to escort somebody else, they are the people that deserve to be considered Yekirei Yerushalayim. So they walked him to the Sukkah Rishonah, says the Mishnah. But before we begin the Mishnah, as we're going to learn now in the Mishnah, they were escorting the person with the Azazel, and the question is, why were they escorting him? Some say it's to show the chashivas of the mitzvah, how great this mitzvah is, that they escort the person carrying the Azazel. Another say is, if that were the reason, the Mepharshim explained that many people should participate in the mitzvah. Yet others say that the reason they escorted him was that he shouldn't be lonely, shouldn't walk alone. And therefore, it wasn't a purpose to have many people walking alone. So the Mishnah says, "Es a sukkos mirushalayim vatzok." There were 10 sukkos, there were 10 booths where people stayed from Shalayim to where the mountain, where they threw down the Azazel was, which was a distance of Tisha Meris, 90 ris, Shiva Machzlecha mil, 7.5 ris to a mil, which make it 12 mil. The Teres Yisrael says, if we're anyway going to reduce it to mil, why do we mention ris? So he says the ris was the measurement of common use in those days. So let's figure out what happened here. There were 12 mil, 10 sukkos, so that means people from before Yom Kippur stayed in the various sukkos, which would mean that till the 10th sukkah, there were people that would be able to escort the person walking with the Sol HaZazel. But the last two mil, he would be as follows. Till the 11th mil, we had the people in the 10th sukkah that could walk one mil. But the final mil, he would walk all by himself. The Mepharshim asked, the Rishonim already asked, why was it set up in such a manner that he should walk all the way by himself? So the Mepharshim say, since, as we will learn in the Gemara today, the mountain from where the Azazel was thrown down had to be Eretz Gezeira, an isolated place, so it was set up in such a way that nobody should walk to that area, should be considered isolated. Others say, along the same lines, to keep it isolated, it had to be set up in such a way that nobody walked along, even to the last drop, the last mill, so that shows total isolation. Others say, as we will learn in the Gemara also, Chazal did not want people to see, as the thread that we will talk about that was around the head of the sawyer turned white, so it was purposely set up in a way that nobody else should be together with this person as he walks all the way to the mountain. The Rishash brings down two shittos. if was this mountain right before 12 mil or was the mountain after 12 mil. The shita that says it was right before 12 mil holds, as we know, that we mentioned that many Rishonim say that even if we hold tchumim ad rabbonon, 12 mil tchum is deraisa. So to walk past 12 mil, which is deraisa, Chazal did not allow, and that's why the mountain was right before 12 mil. Other Rishonim say just the opposite, that the Rishash brings down these other days, that it was specifically past 12 mil to show that it was an Eretz Gezeira isolated place, that it was past even the tchum deraisa. Continues the Mishnah. Akol sukkah v'sukkah, by every sukkah, oimrim lo, they would tell this person walking with the Sol HaZazel, Harei Mozen, Harei Mayim, his food and drink, that you should be able to eat. If you, now there's a very big machlokes Rishonim. From Rashi it seems, when would he be allowed to eat? If it was a situation of Sakonis Nefashis, that we know the halacha is that somebody who's the Sakonis Nefashis may eat. The Rambam seems to learn that even if the, that's how the Or Sameach learns Pshat in the Rambam, that even if the person wasn't in danger, he was just tired, and we were concerned that he wouldn't be able to make it, the halacha is that he could continue to, he could eat. And the Tiferes Yisrael asks, we can understand if somebody's in a situation of Sakonis Nefashis, that he's allowed to eat. But why, if he's not in Sakonis Nefashis, does the Rambam allow him to eat? So the Or Sameach explains that since, as we learned in the previous year, the Torah says, Shilach biyad ish iti. Iti afilu b'shabbos. Iti afilu b'tumah. So we see that the requirement that the Azazel be sent with this person is midaraisa. So too, if the person is hungry and is not able to function, he's allowed to eat even though it's not a question of Sakonis Nefashis. However, the Mishnah Siyavitz from Rav Zolti points out that even according to the Rambam, that the person would be allowed to eat, even if it wasn't a situation of Sakonis Nefashis, he should be makbid, he should be careful to eat less than the shear, that less than a kezayis. Continues the Mishnah, Malavanai Sama Sukkah Sukkah, as we learned, they escorted him from one Sukkah to the next, Chutz Me'akash Mehen, except for the last Sukkah that the people could only walk till 11th mil. The last final mil, the person walked himself. She'enim gi'im ma'vatzuk, they can't get with him all the way to that mountain. El oimid merochik v'royis masav. They should stand for far away and observe what he's doing. The Farshim say, it seems oimid merochik, only one person should stand far away. This seems similar to what we spoke about at the beginning of the Mishnah, that there is no inyan that many people should do it. It was only one person should stand there and watch. Why should at least one person stand and watch? So some of Farshim say that, like we find with many of the avodas of Yom Kippur, they had to be observed that they were being done properly. And others explain, as we have said, the Gemara Masechta Taina says that when any carbon was brought, the owners of the carbon have to stand there. That's the concept of mamadois. Representatives of Klal Yisrael stood when any carbon was bought. So this person watching, the person doing this avoida, was the representative of Klal Yisrael standing by their carbon. Maha Yaisa, what would this shliach do? Choylik loshen shel zahuris, he would take a strip of red wool and cut into and divide into two. Chetzi kosh b'sela, half he would put on a rack. V'chetzi kosh ben shnei kranov, and half he would put between the two horns. V'doch v'lachayrev, he would then push the goat backwards. V'mizgal v'yoyred, and the goat would tumble down the mountain. V'loyoy megia l'chatzi ahar, he didn't reach half the mountain. Hachinosa avarim avarim, until he was torn into limbs. And Bava Yoshev Tachsuka Achroina, and then he returned to the last booth. He returned back to the last booth, even though it involves walking 2 mil, which is more than the tchum. But Chazal allowed him to do it, and he sat there at Techshach. Why do we let him walk back? Because since he was hungry and tired and in a forlorn place, Chazal allowed him to walk past the tchum back to the last mil. There are a number of issues that need to be discussed about this avoida of with the strip of wool. As we learned earlier in the Masechta, two Seirim, two goats were taken. One was the Sar Hashem and one was the Sar Azazel. And as we learned, a red thread was put around the Sar Azazel after it was identified from the Gairul, that it should not become confused with the Sar Hashem. Most Rishonim learned that that was the same red thread that was on the Sar's head as he approached the mountain. Tosfos Rishonim, however, says that that was not the same red thread. And when they started taking the Sar Azazel out of the Azara, they took that red thread off his head. And the red thread mentioned in our Mishnah was already prepared by the mountain from before Yom Kippur. Ask the Mefarshim. According to the Rishonim, that this thread was on the Sar's head as they walked all the way to the mountain, why is there no Isser of Mechamer? We know we're not allowed to lead an animal carrying something on Shabbos and Yontif. So Chaim Brisker explains that that is part of the avoidah of the Sar Azazel. Part of the avoidah that had to be done with the Sar Azazel was that it should walk with this thread on its head. Miches Chinuch says that the Isser Mechamer is only relevant on the thread of my item. If I'm leading an animal who's carrying my item, where I'm over Issa Mechamer. However, if it's an item that I don't own, then there's no Issa Mechamer, and that's the case here, that they did not own, that the person carrying, walking with this goat, wasn't the owner of that thread. Another terrorist that the Gvuras Ari says, that it was Mechamer Kalachiyad, it wasn't a direct Mechamer, it wasn't carrying the normal way threads are carried, and that's why it was Mutter, it's only Issa Drabon, and that was Mutter L'Tzarech Davoid. The other question is, how could they tie the thread? You're not allowed to make a kesher on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So some say that only a bow was made, not a knot, which is also in itself difficult, because we know that the halacha is that some shittos hold that you're not allowed to make a bow on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So the Maril Diskin explains that since they did not have a need for this kesher to remain permanently, they only needed it to remain until the avoda was completed, that is not considered a kesher that there's an isser on Shabbos. The Chroinim also ask, why is there no issue of mechatech? And they explain that mechatech is only when one measures that it should be an exact size to each piece that he's cutting. Here there was no exact measurement to each piece of the thread that was being divided into two. Similarly, there was no Issa Kareya, because the only time there's Issa Kareya is when the item that's being torn benefits from the tearing. Here there was no actual benefit to the string from it being torn. The Zohar brings down, and we say it in the Avodah Yom Kippur, after they threw down the Azazel, the person who threw it down would say, Ken Yemachu Avoinois Amcha Beis Yisrael, so should the sins of Klal Yisrael be erased. There's machloikus what pshatin that is. Some say it was a tefillah that this mishaleich was davening, and others say that it was a declaration. Just like this Sar Azazel is being killed, so too will the averus of Klal Yisrael disappear. The Malbim points out, from the various animals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the goat is one of the most flexible and versatile. Yet there was a nace that strong and versatile animal would die by being thrown down the mountain. The pasuk says, "The mishalach sasor, the person who takes the sor yichabes begodav, becomes tamei and he has to wash his clothing." So, ask the Mishnah, "Me'emus ametam begodav, from when does he become tamei?" The first Tana holds, as soon as he leaves the wall of Yerushalayim, and Rishimonai mishas tchiyos latzuk, from when he's pushed off the cliff. There's machlokes rishonim, how long is the person tamei? The Rambam says that he needs to go to mikveh and then have Harif Shemesh. Devin Ezra holds that as soon as he goes to the mikveh, he's tar. There's another machlokes rishonim, exactly what is he metame? Some say he's only metame the clothing he wears, and other rishonim hold that everything he touches becomes tamei. The Meshech Chachma points out that where is there a halacha that when somebody is doing something Bekedusha, he becomes Tameh. Anything that begins the avoid in a Makom Kadosh, you have to do the avoid in a holy place. This avoid is Sor LaZazel, or the avoid of the Paraduma. Since there's such a high level of Kedusha, when leaving the avoid, the person becomes Tameh. Tan Rabban, we learned in a Braisa. Esa Sukkos, as we learned in our Mishnah, there were 10 Sukkos, Vishneim Esa Milim Hayu, and it was a distance of 12 Milim, Divere Meya, which was the Tanakam Vam Mishnah. Yehudaima, Teisha Sukkos, Vasar Milim. There were only 9 Sukkos and 10 Milim. So according to this version of Rabbi Yehuda, they had 9 booths, and until the 10th booth, till the last mill, people could walk along because we're still with the Tchum. According to Taisus, Rabbi Yehuda holds, there were 10 booths, and therefore the person who threw down the sawyer did not even have to walk back. There was a booth prepared there after he threw down the sawyer, just entered the booth. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Chamesh Sukkos V'Asar Milim Hayu. There were 5 booths and 10 milim. To explain Rabbi Yossi, we just have to review quickly some of the halachas of Erev Tchumen. The halach is that on Shabbos, every person has 2,000 amma, which is a mil, in every distance from his city. But a person could choose to walk 4,000 amma in one direction. But as we always say, there's nothing free in life. Whatever he chooses in one direction, he loses in the other direction. So Rabbi Yossi says that there's a way that the person could have, we could only have 5 sukkahs, and that require more. How? V'kulan ayidei erev, by establishing an erev along the way. That means we would have the people in the first sukkah make an erev to walk in the direction of the mountain. So when the person with the goat would arrive to that sukkah, the people who are in that sukkah could continue walking with him, and could continue walking with him in that direction. Since they could continue walking with him in that direction, they have the opportunity to walk 2 milim. And so we continue for 5 sukkahs, which will equal 10 milim. Says Rabbi Yossi, Sochli Elezabani, Elezab my son said, if we're going to take that approach, Imai Dei Erev, it was saying that an Erev could be done, Yecholni Lassas Afilish Dei Sukkahs, then it would be enough just to make 2 sukkahs for Ser Milim. Because he says like this, by putting the Erev 1 mil from one starting point, the Erev will allow the person to walk twice the Tchum limit, or 2 milim, one from the starting point to the Erev, and 1 mil from the Erev and beyond. So the people in the first booth could be, the first booth could be placed at a distance of 4 milim from Yerushalayim. People from Yerushalayim could place the Erev 1 mil outside of Yerushalayim, allowing them to escort him for 2 milim, halfway to the booth. At that point, he would meet a party from the booth who would have placed their Erev 1 mil from the booth towards Yerushalayim. And they can meet him and escort him the 2 milim to the booth, to the sukkah. Now we do the same for the second sukkah. It could be 4 milim from this first booth. So we have a second party of people in the first booth would place their 1 mil Erev towards the second booth, so they could walk 2 milim in direction of the second booth, which is halfway to the second sukkah. Then they would meet a party from the second sukkah who have placed their Erev towards Yerushalayim, so they should be able to meet them. And now other people in the second booth will make the Erev towards the Azazel mountain, and they could escort this person all the way, the last 2 milim to the cliff. So we have 2 sukkahs, and people could have escorted this person all along. But Rashi says that when Rabbi Yossi said this, he said it, that my son said it to me, Derech Schoik. He didn't mean it. Why? So the Taisus Rosh says that to follow this approach would require a tremendous amount of synchronization, that everybody should meet each other at the proper time, which is difficult to do, and therefore it certainly wasn't meant as a real option. The Gevurah Sari explains what's the Mechloikis. He says, the Mechloikis, if the person was escorted through this, through Erevin or not, is that the Gemara Masechet Erevin says that Erev Tchumen can only be made L'tzarech Mitzvah. Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, who did not use Erevin, hold that escorting this person is not a mitzvah. So making an Erev is not a proper approach. Whereas Rabbi Yossi held that it was a mitzvah to escort the person and an Erev Tchumen could be used. Continues the Gemara, Kaman Azla HaDatanya, like whom would the following b'raisa follow? The chutz mi'akna shebehem shlagiyim mo'el tzuk, that the people in the last sukkah cannot arrive all the way to the mountain. El oimid m'rachik v'rayis masav, they only stood far away and saw what he was doing. Kaman, it's like Rameya, the Tanakam of our Mishnah. Akal sukkah, akal oimim loy, but every sukkah they would tell this person, harim mozun, harim mayim, his food, his drink. However, says the Gemara, tonama oilam loy hutzrach adam lakach. They never needed a person to have food or drink. Why? Because when they told him, if you want, you could eat, that made him satisfied enough. If he wouldn't have been told that, there's a real concern that he would require to eat. Maya, he says, so what did we learn he did? He would divide a strip of red wool and put half on the horns and half on the rack. Ask the Gemara, V'nikre kulabasela, why doesn't he tie the entire strip on the rack? Answers the Gemara, Kiyum the mitzvah besoyer. The main mitzvah is to throw down this goat. Dilma kodem malbim umiyas v'date. Perhaps, if he ties the strip around the rack, right away he'll see that everything is fine, and he won't complete the proper mitzvah of throwing it down, throwing the goat down the mountain. So that's why they didn't want it to tie the entire strip around the rack. V'nitre kulebe kranav. Asked the Gemara, so why don't they put the entire thing between the horns? Says the Gemara, kim de gomish le reisha. Sometimes the goat will bend its head, v'lavadate, and they'll not be able to see if the thread turned white or not. So they left part of it on the rack. Ask Rashi, if part of it is on the rack, why don't we have the same concern that the part that's on the rack will turn white, and therefore he will not complete the avodah? So as Rashi, that part of the rack, part of the string never gets white. It doesn't go halfway, and therefore we don't have to be concerned that that part will get white before the other part. There's an interesting Yerushalmi, before we begin the next piece of Gemara, that says, the Yerushalmi says that originally everyone would tie a red string by their house. But ultimately that stopped because the people who had done tshuva, their red strings would turn white. Everyone else's red strings would not turn white. And it was very embarrassing. So our braisa that the Gemara quotes begins where that was left off. Tana Bonin. After they stopped doing it in everyone's house, they would put the string by the door of the Beis HaMikdash. Hilbin, if it got white, they were very satisfied. Lilbin, Loi Hilbin, if it didn't get white, they would be embarrassed. And as the Mefarshim explained, if they were embarrassed and were sad, on Yom Kippur, a person now will be sad, now will be ba'atzvus. He can't do tefillah and tshuva ba'atzvus. Others say they would be embarrassed from the goyim, that the goyim would see that Klal Yisrael did not have a kapara. So they made that they should put it in the inside of the Beis HaMikdash. However, people would still peek into the Beis HaMikdash to see if it turned white. Hilben ha'yu smechem, if it got white, they were happy. Loi hilben ha'yu tzeven, they would be upset. They put half on the rack and half on the head of the animal. They used to put it on the inside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kivin Shagia Sol Midbar, once the goat would arrive to the Midbar, Hayamalbin immediately got white. The Yadu Shinas Mitzvah, and they knew that the mitzvah was completed. And as we will learn, as soon as this mitzvah was completed, the Kohen Gadol was able to go on to the next Avodah. So Nemar, what is the source for the red string turning white? If your sins are red, they will become white. The Mashah points out that what does this mean? He says, since red represents Aveira, because red represents blood, blood represents the Dam Nida, which came to the world as a result of the Aveira of Chava. So to red, that represents Aveira. White represents Tahara. Ask the Yismach Moshe. We know on Yom Kippur, as we will learn later in the Masechta, Itzumoy Shoyoy Mechaper. The very day of Yom Kippur has the ability to be Mechaper for all Aveiras. So how could there be a question that the string will get red or not? Get white or not? So Yismach Moshe answers that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mechaper our Aveiras, there are two concepts. There's a concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us, and the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cures us. Certainly says the Yismach Moshe, everybody on Yom Kippur has a kapara, is forgiven. But to be healed, to be cured, that requires tshuva and tefillah. And that doesn't automatically happen. And the Bava Rebbe used to say, that's pshat in the pasuk. Ki b'yoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem. Yoyim hazeh, the day of Yom Kippur, yechaper aleichem, has the ability to affect kapara. Letareschem mikol tachatoseichem, to completely purify you, to completely heal you, that requires lefnei Hashem tataru, that requires proper tshuva, then we have the complete kapara. So the Mishnah said, lo yamegila machzahar, the animal didn't reach half the mountain and it tore into limbs. What is the status with those limbs regarding may one benefit from them or not? Rav Shmuel, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Charam Matarim, one says one may, the Charam Asur, and the other one says he may not. Mandam Matarim, the one says that you may, because it says in the pasuk the midbar. The midbar means open place that everybody could go to. Here too, everybody could go and have a gnaw from these avim. The one that says he can't have benefit, it's like a gzeira, a decree that one may not benefit from it. The Sfas points out, certainly these Avrim, no one may eat from. Because even though we learned earlier in this parak that when it was thrown down from the mountain, that is the equivalent of a shchita. So says the Sfas Emes, when we say that's the equivalent of a shchita, it means it's the equivalent of a shchita that it's not metame benevela. But it's certainly not a real maisa shchita, and since it's not a real maisa shchita, it may not be eaten. The discussion now, Gemara, is may one have hanor from it. Mandam Asurim, according to Mandam that says that you're not going to have hanor, high midbar my overlay, what does he do with the word midbar? Answers the Gemara, Mibayle L'chatanya, it's needed for the following brisa. The Pasuk says, three times, the Pasuk says, Hamidbar. It says it three times. That's what Rashi learns. The Ritva says that we're learning it from one time. The Torah uses the word Hamidbar, but the Torah could have just used the word Midbar. So we learn Midbar, then the extra hay at the beginning of the letter, and the extra hay at the end of the letter. He says, the other two times that we have the word Midbar, one to teach us that it has to be sent to a midbar, not to an inhabited place. And the other limit is that the person walking the animal has to be a person who knows what to do in a midbar. He's familiar with these uninhabited places. So what do we need these three hamidbars for? The rabbi is Noi V'Givoyin. The Mishkan was a Noi V'Givoyin. In Shiloh, the Mishkan was in Shiloh and Beis Salomon. Like the Gvur Sari explains. We need to learn Noi V'Givoyin, because Noi V'Givoyin was a time that the Bamas were mutter. That were made Noi V'Givoyin unique. Shiloi, Bamas were already Osir, but did not have a permanent roof. And Beis Olam was the Beis HaMikdash, which was a full-fledged house. Now the Gvura Sari and the Mikdash David ask that in Noi V'Givoyin, the Sar B'Fnim was not brought, because the Oren wasn't there, and it didn't have the proper setup for the Sar B'Fnim. And as we learned, if there's no Sar B'Fnim, there is no Sar B'Chutz. So asks the Migdash David, how could they have had a Sar L'Azazel in these places? So Migdash David says that a Sar L'Azazel, the requirement that be both a Sar B'Fnim and a Sar L'Azazel, is only a place where it's possible to have a Sar B'Fnim. And there, if you don't have a Sar B'Fnim, you don't have a Sar B'Chutz. But in a place where it's not possible, one could have a sol azazel without a sar b'chutz. Vidach ha'gzeri me'avadle. The one that says that the limbs that are ripped apart may be used. What does he do with the word gzeira? B'bay l'chatanya, gzeira. En gzeira el chatucha. It means a land that is cut sharply. A cliff. Dava'acha en gzeira el dova ha'mizgazi v'yorid. Gzeira means that the item, the goat, was ripped to pieces. As Mepharshim explained, the first pshat looks at the mountain, and the other pshat looks at the goat. Dava'acha gzeira. One may say that the entire act of the Azazel is an empty act. Tamaloy Hashem, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem Gzartiv. I was the one that decreed this act. The Ein Lecha Rishus Laharach Behem. One cannot compounder if it's mutter or not. Amar Rava, Mistaber Command Amar Mutarim. It makes sense to say that the limbs are mutter. By Amr Tarib, because the Torah did not say Shlach L'Takala, that somebody should do something that could cause an Aveira. Because if these limbs were Asur, when one were to find them and use them, he may be using something which is Asur. Certainly the Torah would have never told us to do that. The Shar HaMelech asks, it's not Shlach L'Takala. We know that the rule is Kol the Parish Meruba Parish. So when one finds a limb, it comes from the majority of limbs in the world, and the majority of limbs in the world are mutter. So what's the concern of the kolam? So the Stipler answers that even when we say kol the parish meruba parish and we could follow a majority, that doesn't mean that something that's usur became mutter. For example, if something non-kosher fell into a pot and apidin we follow kol the parish meruba parish and it may be eaten, that doesn't make that piece of meat kosher, and that's why the concept of shlach l'takola is relevant. Tanra Bonim, Azazel She Az Vikosha. The mountain should be harsh and rugged. Yoch B'Yishav, it could be in a populated area. Tamaloyim B'Midbar, in the wilderness. Umnayim Shevetzuk, how do we know it should be in a cliff? Tamaloyim Gzeira. Like we said before, it cuts like a cliff. Tanya Idach, Azazel Kosha Shebaharim, the most rugged of mountains. V'Keno Oimer, and so the Pasuk says, Ves Eilei Ha'aretz Lokach. They took the strong people. Tanaber Yishmol, Azazel, what does Azazel represent? Shemechapel, Maisa, Uzav Azoel. Uzav Azoel were two Malachim. As the Post Agrashi tells us, the Malachim told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that look at people who do Averis, and he sent these Malachim down to this world, and these Malachim in this world had immoral relations with women. Actually, that's where Oig Melech HaBoshen came. And shows, and the Bryce is teaching us that even on such a serious Aveira, the Korban Lazozel has the ability to cause forgiveness. And the first one point out, what are we trying to show? What we're trying to show is that everybody does an Aveira. So, Malachim do Averis when they're put into certain circumstances. And that's the way we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mechaper on our Averis. Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, Es Mispatai Tasu. What does this refer to? Dvarim Shemolin Linichtavu, even if they had not been written the Torah Dinah Shichtavu, it makes sense they should be written. Ve'elein Avaris Kechavim, one shouldn't worship Avodah Zarah, Gilarayas, Shvichas Tamim, murder, Ve'gezel, stealing, Brichas Hashem, cursing Hashem's name. And like the Sfasema says, even though all these things are written in the Torah and we would understand them in ourselves, once they were written in the Torah, they have a different concept. They're a different category. The Dine HaTorah. And Dine HaTorah is a whole new category. These are things that the Sotan challenges us over. Why are we not allowed to eat pork? Vishashatnis, why not allowed to wear shatnis? Chalitza Sivama, the din of Chalitza, Taharis Mitzoira, Vesorah Mishtaleach. Vishem, Atayim Masa, Tayahoim, the meaningless acts, Tamaloyim Hashem, Tamaloyim Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem Chikaktiv, I was a Kodesh Baruch Hu that made these rules, Vain Rishus L'Harabachem, you're not allowed to think about them. The Tayyus Vishashem says, why Dafka these chukim are mentioned? Because all these chukim, even though they represent something that's osur, there are times that are mutter. Achilas Chazir, the Gemara says there's a fish that tastes like pork. Levisha Shatnas, we know, we spoke about it, that the Bigdei Kahuna were made out of Shatnas. Chalitzas Yevama teaches us that even though the Torah says normally one may not live with his brother's wife, under certain circumstances he did. Taras Mitzayra and Sar Mishdaleach are cases where one animal was a carbon and one animal was not a carbon. So we learned in the Mishnah that the person who carried out the Sal Azazel, he and his clothing become Tamei. And we learned in the Mishnah of Machloikis Emesem Metam Begodim. Tana Bonin, Hamashlech Metam Begodim, the one who takes the animals Metam Begodim, Ve'en Ashlech As Meshalech Metam Begodim, not the one that escorts them. So according to Rashi, the one that escorts this person doesn't become Tamei. The Ritva says that it refers to the Kayin, that the Kayin who gives the animal to the person carrying out the Sol HaZazel doesn't become Tamei. Yoch Meshietz Chutz L'Chayim Tzazara. One would think that immediately upon leaving the Azari becomes Tamei. Tamalayim HaMeshaleach. He has to go further. He has to be on his way. Yeh Meshaleach Yochel Ad Shigil Tzok. Only when he arrives at the mountain. Tamalayim HaMeshaleach. When he's on the way. Ha Ketzat. What does that mean? Keshiyotzah Chutz L'Chayim Shushlayim. As soon as he leaves Yerushalayim, that's when he becomes Tamei. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Azazel v'kibes. The Torah puts the word Azazel next to the word when he has to wash his clothing. Achigil etzok. He only becomes Tamei when he arrives at the mountain. Shimon Omer, Mesaleach as a soil, Azazel ichabes begodim. Zark v'bas roisha. Only when he throws down the animal, but Tam begodim does he become Tamei. Like the Miri explains, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi explained Mishaleach refers to the time that the animal is being walked. It's only a question at what point, at the beginning or at the end, whereas Rav Shimon holds that Mishaleach refers to the act being done to the animal when it's thrown down the mountain.